Franz Beckenbauer, the Kaiser forever. There are legends in football, and then there are figures who transcend the game itself. Franz Beckenbauer belonged to the latter. He was not just a footballer, not just a coach, but a presence, an aura that illuminated every field he walked upon. They called him Der Kaiser, and rightly so. He played with a majesty that made defending an art form. He glided across the pitch as if the ball and the game itself bowed to his will. With Bayern Munich, he carved history in Europe. With Germany, he etched eternity, first in 1974 as the captain who lifted the World Cup, then in 1990 as the manager who delivered it again. Few have ever touched the game in such dual greatness. But what made Beckenbauer eternal was more than trophies. It was his elegance, his calm authority, his sense of destiny. He showed us that leadership is not always about shouting, but about presence. He made football not just a contest of power, but a canvas of grace. When I think of him, I don't just recall his medals. I recall the image, Beckenbauer in his white German shirt, standing tall, commanding yet serene. He was football's bridge between artistry and victory, between old traditions and modern glory. As the world remembers him, I feel it deeply. The Kaiser is with us forever. His spirit endures in every young footballer who dares to stride forward with the ball, in every leader who inspires without arrogance, and in every dream that believes the beautiful game can be both ruthless and poetic. Der Kaiser will forever remain more than a champion. He will remain an icon, a sovereign of football, whose reign endures in memory, in history, and in the heart of the game itself. Franz Beckenbauer transcends legend. He is and will forever be the Kaiser, timeless in grace, elegant in command, and eternal in the soul of the beautiful game.